我们这些属神的儿女还有我们的朋友们能够聚集在这里。
We thank the Lord that for such a wonderful day, for all his, all our brothers, sisters, friends, we can come to worship him.
我请大家先看一下在我们的聚会的墙这面墙的上面是什么。
So please take a look, what's on top of the wall over there?
好，今天我们谈的题目就是十字架。
Today, we're going to talk about the cross.
上周日我们纪念耶稣的受难和复活。
We commemorate the suffering of Jesus and his resurrection last Sunday.
他被钉在十字架上，不仅是替罪人死，也是对为罪人开了一条活路。
Jesus was crucified, not only died for all the sinners, also opened a way for all the sinners.
这条活路就是永生。
This path is eternity.
我们可以在教会的建筑物上面看见十字架。
We can find the cross on many church buildings.
我们也可以在商店里面看到十字架的摆饰。
Even in the shops, you can find the decorations of a cross.
有人戴了十字架的项链。
Some people have this the cross necklace.
有人穿了十字架的 T-shirt.
Someone has a T-shirt with a cross on it.
但是有人如果问我们十字架所代表的意义的时候，
If someone want to ask what does the meaning, what's the meaning of the cross?
我们能向他们说明清楚吗？
So could we explain that clearly to them?
今天我们让我们一起来了解耶稣如何教导他的门徒们有关十字架的经义。
Today we're going to look at how Jesus teaches his disciples regarding the cross.
我们可以从三方面来认识十字架。
We can understand the cross in three aspects.
在第一方面，我们先要认识耶稣知道他是救主。
First, we needed to know Jesus and to know that he is the Savior.
在这段经文当中，从十三节到二十三节。
From the verse 13 to 23.
这些经文当中所提到的门徒们都是犹太人。
In the scriptures, all the disciples were Jews.
他们多半认为耶稣是施洗约翰。
Most of them believe that Jesus is John the Baptist.
或是以利亚，或是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
Or Elijah, or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
他们彼此都不确定。耶稣是谁
？Among them, they were not sure who Jesus was.
只有彼得说出来了，说耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Only Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那好，接下来我们要问问看我们自己，什么是基督？
Then we need to ask ourselves, "What is Christ?"
在希腊的原文里面呢，基督的意思是受膏者。
In Greek, the Christ means the anointed.
受膏者，什么是受膏者呢
？So what is anointed?
在旧约的时代，一位君王的设立必须由当时的大祭司用油膏他的头。
In the Old Testament, to establish a king or emperor, the chief priest must anoint the emperor's head.
这样的动作是象征这位君王受到神的肯定，还有神的祝福。
That's to symbolize that the king has been confirmed by the God, also get God's blessings.
受膏者在旧约的另外一个名称叫做弥赛亚。
The anointed has another meaning in the Old Testament. It means Messiah.
弥赛亚的意思在希伯来文是叫救世主。
In Hebrews, Messiah means the Savior.
门徒对弥赛亚的观念是来自法利赛人和文士的教导。
The concept of Messiah for those disciples were all from Pharisees or all those teachers.
他们认为弥赛亚是一个政治性和民族性的救星。
They believe Messiah is a political and national savior.
以君王的姿态来统治以色列国。
It will control lead Israel the kingdom of Israel as a king.
这是一种属世和肉体的看见。
This is the flesh and worldly concept.
不是从父神来的启示。
This is not revelation from the Father God.
但是彼得的看见是从天父来的启示。
However, what Peter can see is really from the God.
耶稣还告诉彼得，他要将教会建立在基督这个磐石上面。
Jesus also told Peter that he will build the church on the rock of Christ.
这是耶稣第一次谈到教会。
This is the first time Jesus mentioned the concept of a church.
耶稣接着嘱咐门徒们不要将他是基督的这个身份说出去。
Jesus continued to remind those disciples not tell others regarding that he is the Christ.
因为这些门徒们灵里面仍然没有得到天父的启示。
Because the disciples have not been the disciples in the spirit, they have not get the revelation from our Father God.
他们不能将基督的身份说得很清楚。
They could not tell clearly regarding the meaning of Christ.
必须由耶稣亲自走上十字架。
This must be done, and Jesus walked onto the cross.
再从死里复活来解释基督真正的意思是什么。
After that, to resurrect and to explain what the true meaning of Christ.
也就是这个原因，耶稣开始明白地告诉门徒们，他必须去耶路撒冷。受许多的苦，被杀，第三日复活。
Due to this reason, and Jesus tell these disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, died on the cross, and he raised 3 days later.
虽然彼得已经对弥赛亚有新的认识
，although Peter knows a little bit more about the Messiah.
但他仍然不能接受弥赛亚或是个君王受死的事实。
However, he could not accept the fact that a Messiah, which is the king, must die first.
按照犹太人的想法
，So according to the thought of the Jews,
耶路撒冷是君王登基的地方。
Jerusalem is a place for the king to get established.
不是收屈辱的地方。
It's not a place to for humiliation.
因此，彼得拉着耶稣，想阻止他去做这件事情。
That's the reason Peter tried to take Jesus to prevent him to do it.
主耶稣对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。”
Jesus told Peter and Satan, "Get behind me."
彼得无意中成了撒旦利用的工具。
Unconsciously, Peter is turned to be a tool of Satan.
因为撒旦企图引诱耶稣离开父神的旨意。
Because Satan tried to entice Jesus to stay away from the mind of God.
所以耶稣说：“你是绊我脚的。”
That's the reason Jesus said.You are the stumbling block.
绊我脚的原意是陷入网罗。
So the meaning of a stumbling block means to entrapment.
意思就是说，彼得所说的是耶稣陷于不顺服天父旨意的网罗。
It means that what Peter said is try to trap.To trap Jesus to not to follow the command of God.
彼得只体贴人的心意，不体贴神的心意。
Peter can only concern the human's mind, not God's mind.
神的心意是要耶稣去完成救赎的计划。
God's mind is to let Jesus to fulfill the plan of salvation.
彼得却只是体贴人的意思。
However, Peter only understands the mind of humans.
依循人性害怕受苦的一个心态。
Follow the trend that humans we are afraid of suffering.
彼得是从人的肉体情欲为着眼点。
Peter did that based on sinful desire of humans.
接下来第二方面，我们来讲讲十字架的工作。
Next, we want to talk about the work of the cross.
这是在马太福音16:24-26。
So that is in the Matthew chapter 16:24-26.
那我们再来读一遍
啊。Let's read it again.
请。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？十字架是罗马政府执行死刑的个刑具。
Cross is a tool for ancient Roman government to execute the death penalties.
这个死囚必须亲自背负起自己的十字架赴刑场。
Those who are on the death row must carry the cross to the place of execution by himself or herself.
走在这条路上的人已经不可能有再有自我。
For those who carry the cross they could not possibly have the self-esteem.
他要 和一切个人的利益、希望、雄心永远道别。
This person basically is kind of say bye toall his personal benefit, hopes, and ambitions.
耶稣就如同仆人般顺服了神的旨意。
Like a servant, Jesus was obedient to God's command.
他否定了他自己，然后被钉在十字架上。
He denied himself and was crucified.
为的是要赎我们的罪。
The purpose.Is to redeem our sin.
因为神的大能，他从死里复活，战胜了死亡以后，让我们能看见这十字架，过去被视为羞辱的记号，如今却成了荣耀的记号。
Just because of God's power, and He was resurrected and defeated the death, and that's the reason we can see the cross, which.Was used to be a symbol of humiliation. Now it's a symbol of a glory.
要讲到十字架，就在这几节经文当中，耶稣先提到得先谈舍己。
So if you want to talk about the cross, first we need to discuss denying ourselves.
我们基督徒在信主以后的经历当中，仍然会发现好像旧人好像没有死。
In the journey for with Christians, even after we believe in Jesus, and we can sense that our old self still alive.
我们仍然会失败。
We may fail.
我们仍然会犯罪。
We may continue to commit sins.
既没有死，谈什么复活？
So if we haven't died once, how could we talk about resurrection?
因此我们就这样周而复始的，你没办法体会到复活的新生命在我们生活中启动。
That's the reason, again and again. And we could not to understand the new life and how the new life works our daily life.
这为什么呢?
So why this way?
因为没有舍己, 就不会愿意去背这个十字架。
Because if we have not denied ourselves, we will not carry on the cross.
我们若是不能看见自己的不是, 就不能看见十字架的可贵。
So if we cannot see our weakness, our wrongdoings, we will not find the preciousness of the cross.
舍己首先要肯。
So to deny ourselves, first we should have the willing.
就是有一个愿意。 把你自己舍掉的心,
that is, we need to have the heart to deny ourselves.
在罗马书6章11节说,
in Romans chapter 6, verse 11,
这样你们向罪当看是自己是死的, 向神在基督里却当看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我觉得用英文来得更加贴切, 算你自己是死的, 在神是面前, 算你自己是活的。
So in English, it's a kind of a pretty clear that in ourselves is dead, in Christ Jesus is life.
肯不肯让自己死, 让主活。
So are we willing to let ourselves to die and to let God to live?
能不能对自己说, 这是我应当要做的事情, 我肯吗?
Can we tell ourselves, this is what I have to do, am I willing to do?
换句话说, 肯与不肯, 完全在于你是否认为, 向罪死, 向神活, 是应当的事情。
In another word, willing to die or not, it's based on if we believe that we can die for the sins and it's proper to live in God.
我们的己是我们天然生命中最主要的东西。
Ourselves is the most important stuff for a natural life.
在25节, 当中提到, 生命或作灵魂。
In verse 25, it's mentioned life or soul.
我们可以想想看, 我们的生活, 每天的生活都受到灵魂的主宰。
Think about that. Our everyday life, we are controlled by our soul.
灵魂包括我们的思想, 情感和意志。
The soul include our thoughts, our emotions, our wills.
我们的喜好, 我们的脾气, 自尊, 骄傲, 都是由它而生。
Our hobbies, tempers, all this self-respect and pride, all generated from that.
我们再想想看, 我们没有信主的时候, 我们是不是所想所说所做的, 都是从己出来。
In retrospect, before we believed in Jesus Christ, what we thought and what we said and what we do, what we did, all based from ourselves.
每个人在天然生命中都有他的问题。
Everybody has their own problems.
这些问题都需要被对付掉。
Those issues need to be dealt with.
所以耶稣说了, 每个人有自己的十字架。
That's why Jesus said that each of us have our own cross.
如果我们真要跟从他,
if you want to follow him,
就当舍弃自己。
So we must deny ourselves.
但舍己是需要付上代价的。
Denying ourselves needs to pay a price.
舍己是需要一个肯字。
denying selves need a word of willing.
因为这是从属肉体跟属灵之间的征战。
So this is a fight between the flesh and the spirit.
因为主耶稣基督要我们从内心到生活有彻底的改变。
Because Jesus wants us to have a transformation from our heart to our daily life.
这个舍己还不够。
Only denying ourselves is not enough.
还要背起我们自己的十字架来跟从他。
We also have to take up our cross to follow him.
我们才有能力与罪隔绝掉。
Then we can have the capability to separate from the sins.
从罪的捆绑中被释放出来。
So we can be released from the bonds of sins.
完全顺服神的旨意，就如同仆人般，耶稣像仆人般这样，完全顺服神的旨意。
So to completely be obedient to God's command, we need to be like Jesus, who as a servantly to follow God's command.
十字架不但使人的罪可得赦免，这个大家都知道。
So we all know that a cross can save us, we can be pardoned for our sins.
但我们往往也忽略了耶稣上十字架受苦，然后接下来他被杀，然后接下来他复活。
So many times we may neglect that Jesus was suffering, he was died on the cross.
他的复活就让我们看到十字架也是能使人脱离罪的权势。
So his resurrection revealed to us that the cross can help us be released from the power of the sins.
接下来我用一个例子来说明什么叫做背十字架。
Next, I'm going to give an example illustrate that what is carrying on the cross.
这刘同有一个人，他刚刚被诊断有糖尿病。
For example, someone was diagnosed with diabetes.
那医生告诉他糖尿病没办法治愈，没有药到病除的。
The doctor told him or her that there's no medicine for diabetes.
只有用药物来控制。
You can only to control the situation with the medicines.
医生告诉这个人，根据医学的报告，如果他不将血糖控制得很好的话，不出几年就会出现了并发症。
The doctor continued to tell the patient.According to the medical research, that if he cannot control the levels of the blood sugar, there will be complications in a few years.
这些并发症就像心血管病变、高血压、高胆固醇、中风、肾衰竭等等。
So those complications such as cardiovascular disease and hypertension.And high cholesterol, and stroke, those kidney failures.
如果他按照医生的嘱咐，控制饮食
，if he can control his if he control his diet, follow the instructions of the doctors.
他能够控制饮食，能够运动，减轻体重，规律的生活，每天测血糖，按时服药，定期检查。
If he can control the diet, do exercise, on the weight loss, and have a regularly disciplined life, measure the blood sugars daily, and take the medicines and the periodic examinations.
那如果他这样做，得这些并发症的机会就少掉很多很多。
If he can do that.This is the chance to get the complications will be reduced dramatically.
对他生活的品质也有很大的改善。
This is going to improve his quality of life greatly.
好了，如果这个人刚开始的时候他就认定这是他的问题。
If in this example, if this person believe that he's his problem.
而且这个问题需要被对付掉。
and this problem needs to be dealt with.
他相信医生所说的。
He believed what the doctor said,
并且肯照这些嘱咐去做。
And he is willing to follow the instructions.
虽然刚开始的时候会使他很不习惯，感觉很不舒服。
Maybe he wasn't really, won't be very comfortable at the beginning.
他不能再像以前凭自己的喜好吃喝。
He couldn't eat at his will as before.
又得用自己的意志力和耐心去过和以前不一样的生活方式。
Also, he needed to have a different lifestyle with his will and patience.
几年下来，他的血糖控制得非常好。
In the following years, his blood sugar will be level will be controlled pretty well.
身体状况也改善了很多。
His health condition has been improved.
也没有出现并发症。
There has been no complications.
这对他个人和家庭都得着了益处。
This will benefit not only him, also his families.
如果这个人一开始就知道他有问题，却不愿按照医生所说的去做，或是随自己的想法，不按时吃药，不定期检查。
In another scenario, if this person believed know his problem, however, he didn't want to follow the instruction of the doctors, only follow his own will.
不想改变自己的饮食和生活习惯。
He does not want to change the way he eat and his lifestyle.
也不想去测自己的血糖，不想去看，不想知道。
Doesn't want to know anything about his blood sugar and doesn't want to get it checked up.
结果并发症在几年以后出现了。
So the complications will show up in a few years.
对自己和家人都受到很大的影响。
That will affect not only him, but also his family.
到那时候才后悔就已经太迟了。
At that time, it's too late to regret.
这里医生的嘱咐就像是这个人的十字架。
In this example, the instructions of the doctor is that person's cross.
这个例子也告诉我们，己，我们的己是最难对付。
This example also tells us that ourselves is really hard to deal with.
我们的生命要改变，就像耶稣所说的，舍己，背起自己的十字架，跟从他。
If we want to change our life, just like what Jesus said, we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross.
你让圣灵做拆毁自己的工作。
So we need to let the Spirit to do the work of tearing ourselves down.
我们要学习仰望神，向他说，你要拆毁什么。
We need to learn and look upon God and ask him,So what are you gonna tear down?
就如耶稣在路加福音22:42所说的，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Also, just like in Luke, chapter 22:42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
这就如同25和26节耶稣向门徒说的，心灵的改变才有新生命。
It's also as in the Matthew verse 25 to 26, so for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever lose their life for me will find it. The change is from Jesus Christ.
在第三方面，我们要认识到，唯有走十字架道路，才能彰显基督的荣耀。
For the third aspect, only walking on the way of the cross, we can glorify the Christ.
如果我们天天背起自己的十字架，跟随耶稣
，If we can take up the cross and follow Jesus daily.
他就如同在耶利米书十八章三到四节里面所说的，他耶稣就像一个窑匠，把我们的生活放在转轮上面。
It's like in Jeremiah, was said, Jesus is like the potter, and he put our lives on the wheel.
在这转轮上，他来塑造我们。
He is shaping us on the wheel.
希望把我们造得合他的心意。
So we can be formed in a way be acceptable to him.
但是我们却不及格了。
Sometimes we fail.
所以他把我们打碎，拆毁，再把碎片聚合起来，重造我们。
So just like a potter, and he can break us down and reshape us, put us together and reshape us.
直到合乎他的期望。
Until we meet his expectations.
他的目的是让我们使我们有他的形象和样式。
His goal is that we can have his image and we can have his likeness.
那我们翻过来，翻到创世纪第一章，我们来读26到29节。
Let's turn to the Genesis chapter 1:26-29.
好，那我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
用中英文一起来。神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。 使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。 好，最后我们来，我们要读第二九节。神说：“看哪，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结的果子，全赐给你们做食物。”好，在这几节当中，我们也可以看到
，In those verses, we can find that
这是神的心意
，This is God's intention.
他要借着 人来荣耀他和管理他所造的世界。
He would let the humankind to glorify him and to manage the world he created.
我们想想，当我们承认我们自己的罪，我们认罪悔改，耶稣借着他基督的宝血来赎我们的罪以后，圣灵就进驻在我们心中。
Let's think about that. If we accept that we are the sinners and we accept Jesus as our saviors, and the Spirit will dwell into us, and we will be saved by His blood.
这也就是耶稣所说的，圣灵进驻到我们心中来带领我们，背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
It's also what Jesus said, the Spirit which is dwells in our heart has guided us and led us to carry on our cross, to follow Him.
这样几一段时间以后，圣灵所结的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。 就可以让别人感受到神的形象和意思的样式。
After a while, and we're gonna bear the fruits of a spirit that is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and all those we will reveal to others about God's image and His likeness.
这样，基督的荣耀 就可以从我们基督徒身上，或是我们的教会身上彰显出来。
In this way, the glory of the Christ will be revealed from us as Christians and from our church.
这就如同在 二十七节所说的，当他耶稣基督再度来临的时候，他会给我们奖赏。
That's also what I talk about in verse 27. When Jesus comes again, He will reward us.
用人的看法，用人的想法，我们实在想不出什么是基督的台前的奖赏。
With our own mind, from our own perspective, it is really hard to imagine what a reward from God.
但是在我们心灵深处，我深信，当你能够彰显神的荣耀的时候，这就是他的奖赏，荣耀。你跟他一起得荣耀。
However, in my heart, and if we can reveal ourselves, if I can reveal the image and the likeness of God, and we will get the glory of Christ, that will be the reward.
接下来让我们来问我们自己。
Next, let us ask ourselves.
我们是有距离的跟从主呢，耶稣基督呢？
So do we follow our Lord Jesus Christ at a distance?
或是我们是舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从他？
Or do we deny ourselves and carry on our cross to follow Him every day?
我们在每天的生活当中，我们可以扪心自问，我们有多少时候是在基督里面跟从他。
So we can ask ourselves and what is the percentage of our life that we are following him?
愿神让每一位弟兄姊妹们都有做门徒的心智。
May God let each of our brothers and sistersTo have the commitment to be his disciple.
借这个十字架，让我们得到新的生命。
So we can have a new life through the cross.
借着这新的生命来彰显他的荣耀，成为福音的出口。
To reveal his glory through our new life, so we can be the outlet of the gospel.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow to pray.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，让我们成为你的儿女。
We thank you that we can be your children.
借着这十字架。
Relying on the cross.
借着你的圣灵的带领。
Relying on your guidance on the of Spirit.
主，真的是求你时时来提醒我们。
Lord, we pray that you can remind us all the time.
什么是合乎你心意的事情？
So what is acceptable to you?
主也借着你的爱。
Lord, also with your love.
也借着你的十字架。
With your cross.
让我们能够将我们的旧的我一步一步的除掉。
So we can erase our old self gradually.
是的，主，我们真的是盼望能得着那圣灵所结的果子。
Lord, we really pray that we can get the fruits of the Spirit.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们的生命能够改变。
So our life can be transformed.
让我们能够把自己成为你传福音的出口。
So each of us can be the outlet of a gospel.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 、next is a time for Lord's Supper.The Lord's Supper is our Lord has set up this for his disciples. Lord has reminded us we should always follow in Him. We will to commemorate Him. Also remind us to always to remember Him. Because the Lord has fulfilled the salvation for us. There are several meanings for the Lord's Supper. Not only we Lord's Supper is to remember the salvation. The other point is to celebrate. The third point is to be thankful. In addition, is a fellowship. Please come to forward for the brothers in service. Let's read a verse of Corinthians, verse 23 to 29. Let's read together. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took a bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread, drink this cup, you're proclaiming the Lord's death until He's come." A man ought to be examined himself before he eats of the bread, drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks. So for